Blog Talk Radio.
You are now about to witness
your DJ for this evening.
Hello. Hit me.
This is a test.
It's serious.
It's a dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Ladies and gentlemen,
let the rhythm take you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The rhythm.
The music.
The music.
Music. Oh, I love stuff.
Now, here comes the music.
Are you ready?
Okay, boys. Here we go.
Welcome to the all-new B93FM radio show. I am your host today. We're going to be talking to a lot of different people this morning on this wonderful, wonderful program. And you know what? I got a very special guest. I'm going to go ahead and bring Miss Brittany in the building with us. Good morning, Miss Brittany. Welcome to the show, Miss Brittany. Welcome.
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, you know what? I am blessed. I am blessed. You know, I'm keeping you on the show the whole entire time because even though we got other artists coming on the program, I still want you to be on the program with me, okay? So you're going to be very special guest co-host as well. We're going to do an interview with you. How about that?
All right. I'm here.
I love you for that. Hey, Brittany, you know what? We got to talk about this because you got a lot of different things going on. I see you on Facebook all the time promoting. But before I start talking to you, I kind of want to make an announcement to let everybody know that we're bringing some new stuff to B93FMTheKid.com. We are getting ready to do a whole new makeover of this new radio station, of B93FMTheKid.com radio station, y'all. So I want everybody to know about that. Not only are we going to do that, but Miss Brittany, you got me so pumped up about you being on the show that I'll tell you what we're going to do real quick. We're going to take a quick station break.
Your monthly 120 minutes of pure trance.
Pure trance. Ears only.
Route 258 Music on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another exclusive upcoming.
Route 258 Music release.
2 hours of non-stop.
In the mix.
This is ears only.
Ears only. Here on your favorite.
I just wanted to play that real quick to let people know we are on the radio. All right, but again, Brittany, I want to talk to you in a few more minutes about what you got going on, but I kind of want to let everybody know what's going on with the radio station. We are in the process of doing a major makeover for B93FMTheKid.com radio station. And not only that, but we're coming out. Now, Brittany, I don't know if I told you this. I'm excited about it. I want you to be part of this. Have you ever heard of a magazine?
Ms. Magazine?
Brittany? Yes.
Yes.
Well, not a book magazine. I'm introducing an audio magazine.
All right.
It's going to be it's going to be something new. Nobody never heard of it. A lot of people say a magazine on CD. How is that? Well, what's going to happen is we're coming out. It's going to be called DB Magazine. It's really more like a radio version of it, but it's going to be on CD. And what's going to happen is once a month it's going to be a magazine coming out, audio magazine coming out on CD. And you know, I'm a firm believer, image is everything. People are like, well, how much are you going to sell it for? Well, it's going to be $10 because it's not like a book. Okay, a book. When you get through reading the book, what you do with the book? When you get through reading the magazine, you eventually end up throwing the magazine away, right?
Yeah, it's under the bed.
Are you going to recycle it? But here's the deal. With a CD, you never throw a CD away, do you?
Mm-hmm. Never.
So we're coming out with a CD, audio. It's going to have exclusive interviews with celebrities, with different people in the community. It's going to be everything that you want is going to be in this audio. So we're coming out. This is going to be a new way of promoting independent artists. What you think about that?
Oh, that's definitely good. I'm thinking they're going to really love that.
I want you to work with me because I want to send some of those. When we get those CDs finished, I want to send some of those CDs down there your way so you can put them in the stores and stuff, and you can help us with that market down there. In the meantime, you're going to be part of the magazine too, because I want you to be able to do your thing on your side. Send me the audio, and we'll do the interviews. We'll put those interviews and add those interviews to this CD down here, and we'll be able to cover both markets. So what's happening is we're able to cover this market and your market, and that's a big market. Your market's big, and I know Dallas
wants it. Florida. All right.
Yes, yes. So that's what we're going to be working on. I just kind of want to elaborate a little bit about that. But Brenda, while I want to talk to you, because you're one of the hardest, and I'm going to keep it real. Trust me, I'm not saying this because you're not part of my team, but I do want people to know that you one of the hardest working person that I know in this music business. Let's talk about your struggle. Let's talk about your movement that you're making with the independent artists, because you're doing your damn thing. Let's talk about that, because if y'all ain't never seen her on Facebook, trust me, be friends with her. Watch her do her work. She's working every day. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. You got the flow.
All right. Well, you know, I started as an artist when I was younger, promoting myself. And I talked with a lot of wise people from a lot of different places. My main place to promote myself was online. It just was a good way to connect to people. I'm down here in Florida, and, you know, I could have easily been a product of my environment. But I wanted to expand myself. And I would talk to people, you know, while people were listening to Lil Jon and, you know, all the crunk music, I still was listening to Jadakiss and, you know, Dipset, just seeing what was going on the music scene everywhere else, over in Cali and Texas. And a lot of wise people had advice for me. They told me not to move too fast, don't try to chase after the money. And that's hard, you know, that's hard for an 18, 19-year-old to listen to. Because money is everything. But,
right.
But, you know, I would listen because the music was really important to me. So it came to a point, you know, I still kept working, but I knew that it was more than music. I saw how music moved people, and I wanted to lead people in the right direction. I always was careful about what I talked about in songs. But then when I knew that I probably wouldn't want to be a rapper forever. I'm like, what more is there? So eventually I started making movements, helping other artists promote their music. And, I mean, it was a struggle because there's a lot of other promoters out there, and sometimes you get sidetracked and you're looking at what everybody else is doing.
Right.
And instead of what yourself is doing. So, you know, after I went through that and dealt with people who tried to shut me down, I took a break. I didn't, you know, run for the money or try to, you know, feel resentful or get back at people. I took
Let
a break.
Let me ask you. What do you say? We got to talk about this. What do you say to a lot of the independent artists out there that's going through that struggle, that want to make it, but just don't know how to promote? Because, to be honest with you, everybody don't know how to promote. So when you got so many people out here doing this, and still don't know how to promote, what do you say to artists like that? Because there's a flood of artists out there all across the country don't know how to promote. What do you say to those independent artists out there that are struggling? Because they're listening to this show. They listen to this show every day. So we got to talk about what advice would you give to these independent artists out here that are trying to get their music out there and don't know what direction to go. I get people come up to me every day asking me, Dunnaby, how can I get my music out there? What I need to do? And the biggest thing that people don't understand is that you begging these radio stations to play your music, and I'm going to keep it real, your music sound like, excuse me for saying, okay? Audio is everything. Production is everything. You better believe when I do my CD, when I get ready to do, when my new CD, audio CD, come out next month, girlfriend, uh-huh. You better believe it. Yes, it's going to be on point. The production's going to be on point. And I think that's a very, very important thing that all the independent artists need to understand is that your production is everything. Your audio is everything. Everything you
know,
do,
that's why
your image is everything. Your image got to be on point. You better believe when I get ready to do my CD, my new CD with my magazine, you better believe the audio gonna be right. I'm not even gonna send it in. I'm not even going to send it to the production company if the shit ain't right. And I think that's very important. As independent artists, we have to get our stuff together. Don't go in that radio station thinking that you know that they thinking that they gonna listen to that CD and it sound like a bunch of crap. I'm gonna keep it real. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the advice I try to give to independent artists is to take a step back. The same advice I was telling you about earlier. You told me I need to take it slow. Don't worry about the money. And that's the hardest thing. Step one is to listen. People aren't listening anymore. They feel like, hey, you know, I'm recording these songs and I'm the best. And they don't listen to nothing anybody's telling them.
And no, they don't.
And one thing they need to do is take a step back. A lot of these people aren't radio ready because they aren't even an artist themselves yet. You know, you have to take the time to find out who you are. You know,
you can tell
that people don't know who they are when you're online listening to music and these people sound like Lil Wayne and they sound like Soulja Boy.
And one more thing, these artists do not know how to do. I've been in this business for 20 years, Brittany. If I'm doing an interview with that artist got to get it together. Brittany, take the flow.
I mean, it's true. These artists, they don't know who they are. That's the main thing. You have to step back, stop. One thing that I did, don't listen to anybody. If you have a role model, if you just love Jay-Z or you're a female, you just love Lil' Kim, let that be the only person you listen to. But
that's right.
Don't listen to everybody else. Don't worry about what they're doing. Focus on what's going on in your life and who you are because that's who people are going to fall in love with. And if you
that's
don't
right.
have fans, you have nothing. If you don't have fans, you're not going to be able to afford to get a good quality sound and CD.
You're right, Brittany, and I got to say this. Artists not only get your crap together, but when somebody doing an interview with you and you know that you got an interview coming up, please get, have something prepared. If somebody doing an interview with you and you sitting up here, we don't want to hear that. You got to know like you know what you're talking about. Look at other people that's doing interviews. Brittany, believe it or not, this is what I get sometimes from different independent artists. And when I get that, you know what I do, Brittany? I cut them off short. I cut them off quick. I say, okay, you have a nice day, sir. We'll talk to you next time. And I never call them back. and the only reason I don't call them back because you make my interview look bad. So when I'm doing an interview with these independent artists, that's the number one thing y'all got to do is not only get your crap together, but learn how to be interviewer. Okay, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing right, but Brittany, but am I right though, Brittany?
Yeah, you know, that all falls in the same line of finding who you are. Because if you know who you are, that person can ask you anything and you will know how to answer it.
That's right.
If you trying to be Lil Wayne, you know, they're going to ask you something and you're not going to know what to say because you don't know Lil Wayne's answer. If you trying to be Young Jeezy, are you trying to be a drug dealer? Just be yourself. You cannot
That's
go
right.
wrong.
One more thing that these independent artists need to also understand, too, is that these record labels, I'm going to tell you, I deal with major record labels every day. They're not looking for Lil Wayne. They're not looking for the next Mike Jones. They're looking for somebody unique, different, a different unique sound. I think that is one of the biggest problems. And Brittany, tell me, because you work with independent artists every day, Have you noticed that that these artists have the same sound almost? What is up with that? The same sound.
There was a time I dealt with artists that just, they were all trying to do the same thing, talk about guns, sex, and drugs. And I'm like, really? Is everybody smoking weed? I mean,
right.
I mean, you know, I'm not talking against it, but, you know, I was starting to wonder for a minute.
You're right.
You know, whatever you do. But,
right.
You know, I was starting to wonder. I'm like, is everybody doing that? Because, you know, that's kind of scary. And for the people who are not about that, they're not going to listen to your music. And the world is bigger than, you know, the hood you live in. I'm sorry, but it's just the truth. And if you want to get somewhere, you have to live a life of your own and realize that. And
makes a good point.
You know, now with my new website, you know, United Music Union, I have a lot of different people coming together. They do have good sounds of their own. It's starting to look good for these independent artists. And that's what
I love about you, because I went to your website. I love your website. It's very, very professional. I'm very impressed with it. And everything that you do, I love how you do it. You are on point with it. And I think that's one of the biggest thing that I think independent artists need to do is they need to be on point. They need to be, they grind, need to be step up. And I think a lot of independent artists need to, they're not grinding enough. They want people to grind for them, but they don't want to grind themselves. And see, that's one thing I noticed about you. You're grinding 24/7. Every time I look around, I see you on that Facebook. I said, man, she be on it, because you be on there really promoting. And I say, and that's what made me notice. I tell these independent artists, if you want me to notice you, well, then I need to see you on that Facebook promoting the mess I show you, your music. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's what I tell independent artists every day. I say, I need to see you out there promoting. If you're trying to get me as a radio station to notice you, then you need to be on your grind 24/7. I see a lot of artists on their grind 24/7. On her grind. And I think that's very important. So the next question that I want to ask you is, how important is it that these independent artists stay on their grind? Let's talk about that real quick.
I think I just read something somebody posted on my Facebook, or it was somewhere that was like, don't grind hard, grind smart. And a lot of artists send me their music. They're like, check out my page, check out my song, check out this. And sometimes, you know, when I get time, I'll write them back, why do I need to check this out? Why not leave a description? Tell me what I'm going to hear. I mean, if I'm sending somebody a song, I'm going to be like, this song is going to motivate you. You can listen to it in the morning, and your whole day will be good. I promise you that. I mean, tell me, why did you make this song? Why are you doing music? Then I will click that link, and I will hit like. Don't just tell me to go like your stuff. Why? You know why?
Right.
I don't even care if you give me a sob story. Tell me, man, I haven't ate in 2 days, and, you know, I'm just doing what it takes. I will go support you. Be real. You a person, we all people, okay? You're not no better than, I don't think you're better than nobody. I don't think I'm better than you. We all people, and, you know, that's hard to see when you're down. But, you know, a message of comfort, we all people, we all understand. You need to act like a person when you're on that computer. Because, I mean, it's not, you can't just be sending, it might work, you might get likes. But, so what? People need to really feel your music. You know, you might get 20% of the people that you message to click through, but work for 100. I mean, let people feel you. Tell them what's going on. Like, hey, you know, hey, I made this song here. You know, my mission is to, you know, save the world from crime. I'm tired of it. Hello, really? You know, I want that mission, too. If you think you can do it through music, you know, that's good. You never know what could happen. Be real.
You're right.
I'm serious. And that's what it's about. It's not about really working hard, because a lot of people work hard, you know. And I want to know why you're working hard. I want to know what you're working for, because that's what's important. you know, that's what's going to make somebody call you and say, hey, I want to work with you, or I want you on my station, when they see what
right.
you're about. No,
right.
everybody's not going to call you. The whole world isn't. But you're going to have people that are really going to stick with you.
Yep,
and that's
right.
That's what's important.
That's what it's all about. I agree with you on that. I love how you think. And you know what? You are prime. I'm going to keep it real with you. You're a prime example of that. I seen how hard you work, and I said, hey, you know what? I want to be part of my team. You're right. So, you know, and if I wouldn't have seen that grind, guess what? I want to ask you to be part of my team. I'm like, who? I don't know her. I don't know what she's doing. But I see. and for real,
yeah.
you keeping it real. That's what it's all about. And that's what these independent artists have to understand and have to really, really focus on and listen, because that's the key word to everything that you do. You have to listen. You know, if somebody else know more than you, hey, be happy that they know more than you and learn from them. That's what I had to do. I didn't go to school. I told the person, man, everybody asked me, man, did you go to school for radio? No, I did not go to school for radio. Well, man, why you didn't go to school? So what? Why am I going to waste 8 years or 5 years or 3 years in education when I can get 3 years of education within, 3 weeks?
And experience, yeah.
Okay, and exactly. That's the key word. My first radio broadcast was for a community radio station, 89.3. And I was co-hosting. I was doing some co-hosting. Matter of fact, I was doing entertainment news for DJ Reed. And big shout out to my boy DJ Reed, who got his own lane going now. I started out working with him in radio. He gave me a opportunity. Okay, he taught me everything I knew that I know now about radio. I didn't know how to do no commercials. Looking at you crazy. Another guy, a young guy, he taught me audio production. I didn't know nothing about no audio production. Audio, what was that? Audio production? Well, no, man, I'm going to leave that mess alone. But you know what? It made me step my game up. So to me, that's what it's all about. You have to learn from somewhere. Because I still wasn't going to go to school, because this ain't what I wanted to do. I always wanted to be in the radio. And I never thought I would own my own radio station. But it just lets you know. I didn't recently make my decision about that until maybe about 2 years ago, that I wanted to own my own radio station. And so you know what I did? I set up a goal and told people. I said my goal is to have my radio station built within 6 months to a year. People was looking at me crazy. I mean, you broke. You ain't got no money. I said my goal is to have my radio station up and running 24 hours in 6 months. Donnie B, you broke. You ain't got no money. Again, my goal is to have my own radio station. And people was looking at me crazy. Guess what happened? 6 months later, I got my own radio station. Now, guess what? 6 months later after that, I own two internet radio stations. I own a gospel station, hip-hop and R&B old school station. And next year, my plan is to get a jazz radio station, because we don't have a jazz station out here. So I'm going to open up a new jazz radio station as well. So this is what I want to let all the independent artists out there know, that you can do anything you want to do, but you got to put your mind to it. Brittany, now let's talk about what motivated you to want to get your site started.
Well, I guess I came at a crossroads in my life. I think about God a lot. I'm not going to lie. I'm just like, you know, what am I doing? I'm like, what's going on? And a lot of people know I had a website called Swag on Check, you know. And that was from when I was younger. I mean, I just made it. I felt like people would like it. And it was based on what I thought people would like. And people liked it, and that was nice. But then I got people messaging me like, what's going on, Blue? You know, that's my nickname. Like, what's going on, Blue? Well, I ain't seen no music from you. And I'm just like, I don't rap no more. And they're like, you know, people be like, that's terrible. And I'm like, these people remember that I used to rap? It's been like 2 years ago.
Wow.
And they were like, oh, I mean, some people be like, man, I just hate to see somebody not follow their dreams. So I didn't know what was going on. And I just had to, you know, take a break from everything and stop and think about it. And then I just used to pray and stuff. I mean, I still do, but you know, one night I just got this idea, United Music Union. I'm like, really? I'm like, somebody already had to think of that.
Right, right. Wow.
But I don't know how that...
Brenda, hold that thought. We got our other guest just arrived. Let's talk to them real quick, Brenda.
All
right. Brenda, stay on the line because we're gonna be here. We're gonna go ahead on and be over here for another 45 more minutes. So I'm gonna keep you on.
I ain't going
to. As soon as I get my computer's acting up again. I hate when my computer do this. Lord have mercy. go ahead and keep talking, Brenda, until I get the computer.
Yeah, but I started United Music Union, and I was like, this is for everybody to come together and, you know, for the bettering of music, people who really care about music and the mission. And I didn't care about who joined it. I say, you know, if they will understand, if they join the site, then they understand the mission. And I had to have faith in that. And before I knew it, the type of people that I wanted to be surrounded around joined, and I was getting all kind of inspiration. And I'll be recording a new album toward the end of the year. It's going to be released next year. My birthday, 111. So, I mean, it's going to be crazy. I have a whole mission. The way I do my music, I tell a story. I'm telling my story from beginning to end. And it's not just my story. I view everybody as one and the same. So it's everybody's story. So when you join United Music Union, we put in... I mean, I'm bringing everybody on the same mission with me. So it's just all love. I'm not being selfish about it. The music is for everybody in the world. So anybody who want to be on that understands that music is more important than money. I mean, you'll be blessed with it. I know you will, but you can't. I mean, everybody doesn't believe that. But anybody who just knows, you know, it's really about the music and they understand what working hard is, what being loyal is, and what having a big goal is, and the long-term benefits of it. I mean, they can be a part of the team and take the journey with me. Everything I do, that's going to be the same level they on. And it's hard to be that way because, you know, you'll be like, oh, these people bringing me down, and, you know, I could be doing this and doing that, but I'm not worried about that because everybody deserves to have their voice heard. Especially, you know, a lot of people, what we had to go through growing up, people don't know our story or people live their life and they don't realize it's other people struggling or, you know, they don't even realize they go through the same things that other people go through. They think they're better than.
So
that's what we do. We're putting everybody on the same level. So, you know, we just keep it united on our own level. So.
Man, you make a really, really good point, and I think that's very important that people, if you're just not tuning in to us, we're talking to our girl, Miss Brittany. I call you Miss Brittany Walker. Is that your name?
Yeah.
I don't give her a new name. She said, wait a minute. Miss Brittany, now, can anybody join your site? Let's talk about you. Let's talk about your music site, because I know there's a lot of artists out there that's always looking for ways to promote their music. And is there a choice if they wanna be part of your site?
Anyone can join the site, unitedmusicunion.com. Anyone can join. I always check out everybody's page. If I see you on there grinding hard, I'll introduce you to the other members. I like people who are very intellectual. If you think about stuff and you just want to let your thoughts out, write an article. I'll submit it to the other members, and it's good. A lot of people have a lot of good ideas in their head, and they don't realize it. They lack self-esteem, and a lot of the artists, who I don't mean to call them out, you know, but they just do, because that's why they're being an artist in the first place. It's a way to express yourself, get your word out, because you feel like nobody's listening. So it's just a place where you say, hey, we are listening and we understand what you're doing and we respect your mission. We can see the big picture. And I just have the gift of when I hear somebody's music, give me about 5 songs and I can tell you. I mean, that's how it should be. Anyway, if I can't tell who you are, I thought this is the 5 of your songs, there's something wrong. You shouldn't be doing anything. Something ain't right. Because, I mean, 1 minute you're singing about God and then the next minute, You're talking about
somebody. I got to agree with you 100% because it's this one. I'm not going to say this person's name, but I was kind of confused with this person because this person was supposed to have been a gospel rapper, okay? And then this person turned around, he's in the club, and he's doing this kind of song and this kind of song. And I'm like, okay, it kind of confused me because I don't know, okay, is he singing for Jesus? Is he singing for the devil? Like, whoa, you talking about me, a gospel rapper talking about women and sex and all of this? I said, come on now, wait a minute now. If you're a gospel hip-hop artist, you ain't going to talk about having sex with women, are you? And giving hey, wait a minute, what's really going on? So, Brenda, I thought it was me. I said, is it me crazy? So I had to talk to some other people. I said, you know what? Y'all tell me, keep it real with me. Listen to my boy's song. I love my boy, but listen to my boy's song and let me know what y'all think about it. And they was like, Dunny B, you're not crazy. I heard the same thing you hearing. And then it tripped me out because he got in. I went to church with him one day. He performed at a gospel event at this gospel festival. Oh my goodness! And he got up there, and I was so embarrassed. He got up there and he got to say, he told the women, all the women in the house, if you're fine and sexy, raise your hand. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Oh, this is a church event. I'm looking for me a wife. She got to be so sexy. I'm like, oh my goodness. And the church, oh. I mean, you can look at the expression, Brendan, I kid you not, the expression on the pastor's face, and everybody was like, and then he goes, I need a woman to make me holler. I said, oh, my God. I said, wait a minute. And he asked, I'm the wrong person to ask. He asked me,
Donnie B, how did I do, man?
I said, you know what? My mama taught me one thing. She said, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing. And so that was one particular day that I listened to my mama's advice.
What do you think about that? People need to act like they're already, you know, well, I guess professional is the word. Like, if you make an album and it's going to be mixed up like that, you need to explain what's going on. You need to explain that on your page, something. Because I know when I come out, because I was confused about that too. You know, I do want to talk about God, but at the same time, I'm a person and I don't, you know, I got some other stuff going on. So, you know, it has to tell a story.
But
it has to be taken.
It's a big difference. But here's the deal. It's a big difference. It's when you are a gospel artist, okay? When you call yourself a Christian artist. Now, if you're one of them guys that's out there gangbanging and doing that, well, you know, people respect that because that's you. But when you up here as a gospel artist, you wearing this rag on your head, you got your pants halfway down. Okay, you confuse the church people. You're supposed to be this so-called saved Christian artist, and that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about, like you were saying, Brittany, know your stuff. Okay, don't go to no church. You know, if you used to do all of that, talk about that, but don't live it. Okay, don't live what you used to be, because otherwise you're gonna confuse everybody. And like I said, I thought it was me. And worst of all, you're confusing
the church people who ain't down for that anyway in the first place.
Exactly. They don't want, and really, to be honest with you, they really don't want hip-hop in church. But they
know.
Because they know it's for the kids, for the young people.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about. Brittany, but go ahead, Brittany. You got the flow.
I don't know. We had somebody coming in.
I'm still waiting on my computer to get down there. We're gonna take some phone calls in a few minutes. I can't see nothing on the switchboard right now. I'm working on this, y'all. We have some technical problems, not with the audio, but with the computer right now. But Brittany, so let me ask you this, because I've been seeing you on Facebook for a while. How long have you been with this company?
And what, United Music Union?
Yeah, and how do you make your money? If you got all these artists coming on for free, how do you make your money? Do you make your money through selling advertising? And if anybody wants interested in advertising with your company, how can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, I do sell. I have a 4-week promotion that I do for artists. It's $50, which is pretty good, you know,
okay,
considering I'm helping an independent artist. And what I do is, you know, take their, say their information, ask them what they have going on, if they're dropping a mixtape, or, I mean, I just try to introduce and everyone that I can to those people as an artist and do
mm-hmm.
what they really can't do and, you know, show it from my point of view. So if, let's say this gospel person who who wants to be, I don't know what you want to call it, who doesn't really want to do gospel, comes to me and I
mm-hmm.
can tell that he's kind of confused. He might not tell me that he's confused, but I'll go ahead and do the promo and I'll be like, I'll just be like, check out this rapper, he's having a battle with the devil right now. Or, you know, I'll say what I have to say and, you know, I'm just going to be real. And
right.
usually I get a lot of people that will go ahead and check it out and give them advice. I set up a page for them, put all
oh,
the
okay.
music up, put the videos, and I do that for 4 weeks straight. So as much as you
okay.
see me on Facebook, then you're going to start seeing your stuff coming up. And
wow.
that's just how it goes.
Hey, Brittany, I got the phone lines back working. Let's go live to 972-815. You are live on Donny B Radio. Who's this? 972-815. Let me just want to listen. 972-815, you live on the radio. Okay, maybe they just want to listen. Go ahead. My guest, we had two more guests that were supposed to be calling in, but they never called in to the show, so I don't know what's going on with that. We had two more guests supposed to be calling in, but as you see, they never called in to the program. But I definitely want to thank you for coming on the program, talking to us. I think that's very important. Now, I do want you to give out some information if anybody want to get in contact with you. How can they get in contact with you?
You can call me on Sirius or text message me. The number is 813-704-3325. And if I'm available, I usually answer. If you need advice, anything, I'm here for y'all. Make sure you join the website, www.unitedmusicunion.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's real important to do. Just go on there, sign up, make your profile, upload your music and your videos, and I'll be checking you out soon. I'm on Facebook. Just search Brittany Walker or BLW The Blue. That's BLW THEBLUE. And that's all I'm giving out because that's where I be at. And if you want more from there, you know, I can give you
and y'all catch my girl on Facebook 24/7. I'm gonna call her the 24. They should have made you own. You need to own Facebook because you be sleeping on Facebook, boy. You be on there 24/7. So if they need, go ahead on real quick and give out your Facebook information. If they want to get in contact with you on Facebook, how can they look you up on Facebook?
Just look up Brittany Walker. Well, that'll be. There's a lot of Brittany Walkers in the world.
Right?
Wait, that's crazy. That was my rap name when I came up with that name in middle school. And when I started really rapping, people was like, why you got Why you got that name? You need to change your name. I want to play your songs, but you need to change your name. I was like, what? Like, I'm the type of person, I don't listen to everything. I did say you need to listen. You can listen to it, but that don't mean you have to agree.
Right, right.
After a while, you know, a lot of people started calling me Blue and getting used to that, or the other. I mean, they just call me whatever they want to call me. It's good to have options, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people aren't comfortable calling you Blue. They're like, oh, that's her color. I'm like, okay, just call me Brittany. I mean, whatever.
It's funny you say that. When I first, you know what? You are so right about that. It's funny you say that, because when I first got into radio, because I worked for a whole bunch of radio stations, AM station, FM, I done it out. But anyway, to make a long story short, when I first got into radio, I was using my real name, Darnell Ballard. The Darnell Ballard Show. This is DJ Darnell Ballard. So what happened was this professional DJ for the radio station told me, he said, Mr. Darnell, that name, you're going to have to change that name. I said, change my name? I said, how am I going to do that? This is my real name, Darnell. Sir, you can't use that name in radio. You have to. DJs, they use different names. I said, huh? I said, well, what am I gonna call myself? I don't know what to call myself. Everybody used to call me Darnell Ballard. Said, sir, you're gonna have to change that name. So what happened was, I went to my homegirl, and I want to thank her for this, because she's the one that helped me come up with a name close to my name. She's the one that said, hey, Darnell, you're going to have to come up with a name. So I said, well, what am I going to name myself? And she was like, she said, well, what about Darnell Donnie? I said, Donnie? Ooh, that sounds goofy. That sounds like a goofy name. Donnie? then I had to play with it. She said, no, DJ Donnie. And I said, okay. And then she said, well, your last name is Ballard, so come up with the B. That don't sound right. So I had to play with it. I had to think about it overnight. DJ Dunn B. DJ Dunn B. And I started realizing, I said, oh, okay.
That's fine.
At that particular time, I was still trying to figure out whatever I'm going to do, because I was a DJ too, video job. I used to host a video show, my own music video show on TV. That's how I got my start doing TV. So, and I've been doing television since I've been 15 years old, by the way. So that's why I tell a person, I've been in this business way a long time. I'm 15 years old, and I'm 41 now, so. Let me stop. I might be telling my age. What are you telling, really? But anyway, make a long story short, 2 weeks later, I started using that name. Before you know it, that name started catching on to everybody. Everybody like, Donnie B. So now when I go into the streets in Fort Worth or Dallas, no matter where I go, what's up, DJ Donnie B? We love your show, man. We love you. And I've been off the TV now. I've been off the TV airways for about 3 years now. And I said, believe it or not, I still get people come up to me, Donnie B, man, we see you on TV all the time. No, you don't. You haven't seen me on TV for years. But that's how I got my start. That's how I got my name, thanks to my homegirl. She helped me to come up with that name, and that name has become famous, so famous. Now we have decided to use world famous DJ Dunn B, because now a lot of my fan base are not just here in America, but it's overseas in the UK, over there in you name it, Spain. It's all across the country. That's why we now calling myself world famous DJ Dunn B. So that's like that's my history, Brittany. But anyway, I just want to thank you for coming on the program. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I love talking to you, and trust me, you can talk. You definitely going to be doing some co-hosting with me in the future, because I love the way you talk. But anyway, Brittany, before we let you go, what else do you want to add to this?
Well, just want to tell everybody have a blessed day. Everybody be good in the journey of your life, and, you know, make sure y'all go out and find yourself. If you have, make sure you join the website. I would love to hear some more artists to see what everybody got going on and everything. I tell everybody everything going to be okay. That's what I feel like I got to tell everybody right now. Everything
going to
be okay. So.
But you know what? Sometimes artists want to hear that. That's something that artists definitely want to hear. Again, we just want to thank you for coming on the program. And, Brenda, again, one more time, give out your information one more time before we let you go.
All right. Website, UnitedMusicUnion.com. Go for me on Facebook. Go subscribe to my feeds. I got a lot of other artists that's working, a lot of DJs that want to work with you. And, you know, just come network with us. You can find some producers. You can find a lot of people on UnitedMusicUnion.com. You can't get there right now. Go ahead to Facebook.com/DLW, the blue. And that's that. And